Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And I'm Hunter Hughes, taking you up to 11 o'clock East. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And joining me here in the studio, it's been a while, we have Troy Breslow on the program. Troy, how are you?
I'm good, thank God. How are you, Hunter?
Yes, I'm doing all right, I think. I'm all in one piece, let's put it that way. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Do a brand new song. I've been writing a new album lately.
Yeah, you're a big writer, aren't you?
I try to be.
Here's Troy Breslow on Hunter at Sunrise.
Darling, you've exceeded expectations. I can't believe I found you in this dream. I never thought that I would ever be here. I'm still trying to figure out what all this means. Be the first to tell you that I'm frightened, trying to figure out what it is to just be me. 'Cause I've been feeling just like a pariah, and still somehow you treat me like a king. 'Cause I've been scared of God and getting older. It's been a long, long year of this and that. Somehow I found myself in Oklahoma, finding you and getting myself back. Trying to figure out what it is to just be me. Trying to figure out what it is to just be me. Trying to figure out what it is to just be me. I'm trying to figure out what it is to just be me. Guitar feels like it could be made of matchsticks, and you could light them up one at a time. And I hope that you are ready for what you're in for. I'm a man on fire, is coming back to life. Trying to figure out what it is to just be me. Trying to figure out what it is to just be me. Trying to figure out what it is to just be me. I'm trying to figure out what it is to just be me. Trying to figure out what it is to just be me. I'm trying to figure out what it is to just be me. Trying to figure out what it is to just be me. I'm trying to figure out what it is to just be me.
Yeah. Troy Breslow. Yes, that one kind of dropped off quickly for me. Troy Breslow here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, welcome. It's been a minute here since you've been on the show. What's been up?
It's been a while.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
I was just in Mexico last weekend doing my first international gig.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
How did you get a gig in, it was Puerto Vallarta?
Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, yes.
Well, how did you get that gig?
So, over the past year or so, I became religious as a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been kind of getting gigs around the Chabad universe. Chabad is a Jewish outreach program that establishes synagogues all over the world for Jews that don't have any access to Judaism. And there's a community down in Puerto Vallarta that's been there about 10 years. And I did a gig for the rabbi here in Virginia Beach. And 2 days later, this guy calls me. So they all kind of know each other.
Hmm. Well, it's interesting you bring this up because you kind of embrace your Jewish faith here on your latest album, The First of My Kind. There are a couple of songs on here that kind of speak to what I'm talking about. Are there any other Jew boys singing country and it's hard out here for a Jew boy? What made you want to sing about this on your album?
So I wrote those songs before I became religious, actually, but it was kind of during the start of it all. And I didn't realize at the time there were as many Jewish country singers as there are, so I was kind of like putting a letter out there for all my fellow Jew boys. And
There a lot of Jews who sing country music?
There's a few of us. You know, we're all in the same group chat.
Oh, really?
I'm kidding. But it's hard to hear for a Jew boy. You know, October 7th changed a lot. Changed a lot for me, and anti-Semitism's just been crazy, and you know, just it all kind of brought me to where I'm at now. Though, you know, it's always a test. And I'm glad to be here representing my people in the country world. And
well, it's interesting you were attracted to country. What attracted you to the country music scene?
So when I was like 15, this is like 15 years ago now, I was showed a Starbucks barista this demo of a song I did, and they were like, that's pretty good for country. And then at some point I was at Haas's Deli with Tony Bob Merritt doing some kind of benefit, and he was like, you should sing Hank Williams. You got the voice for it. So it was all downhill from there.
You do have kind of a voice kind of like Hank Williams. It's very country, I would say. Kind of old school country, I would say.
I appreciate that.
Well, did you notice that the Grammys this year split country into two categories, one kind of newish country and one kind of old country? How do you feel about that?
What do you mean? Like, was it like, what do they say? Was it like traditional?
Yeah, it's more traditional country. And then you have the newer country. I guess it's kind of like more rock, I suppose.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, they did that. It was kind of interesting. And I think you're probably right because more contemporary country has kind of gotten into different things, you know. They're kind of like into hip-hop and all sorts of stuff now.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. So you've been doing a lot of shows, haven't you? And you got a lot of shows coming up. You want to talk about that at all?
I'm going to be on the Northern Neck of Virginia today from 2 to 5 at Northern Neck Brewing in Montrose.
Okay.
Tuesday I'll be at the Moose Lodge in Warwick.
Yeah.
Newport News. And honestly, it's early, so that's all I can think of off the top of my head right now. But you can go to troybreslow.com/tour. And
yeah, there's a long list of places.
I'll be at Chabad of Fredericksburg for Purim.
Okay.
I think it's the first Tuesday of March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking to Troy Breslow here on Hunter at Sunrise, and his new album is called The First of My Kind. What else would you like to play for us here?
I'm going to do a song off the new album shortly, but I'm going to do another new song I just wrote because we were talking about how I became religious. And I wrote this a couple of weeks ago. It was my first song of really talking to God, and it was necessary because I was waiting to bridge the gap between my music life and my spiritual life.
You know? Oh, wow.
Really bridge the gap. You know?
And what is this called?
This is called God Has Entered This House.
Excellent. This is Troy Breslow here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Started working on myself again. Start and a lot of real good friends. Behind on rent and I'm getting snowed in. I'm getting pretty good at living my life within. New air in my lungs. when the sky is blue. Every step of the way has led me straight to you. Every part of my life is different now. Standing in the light, but I can't tell up from down. But still you show me who I'm supposed to be. You entered my house and you're always there with me. Almost died a year ago. Made a lot of choices and played a lot of shows. A few bad people and a real good man. And I'm dust to the earth, but the angels bring me home again. Every part of my life feels different now. Standing in the light, but I can't tell up from down. But still you showed me who I'm supposed to be. You've entered my house and you're always there. Looking forward to the days ahead. Still so grateful I can call my mom and dad. I'm always in a tight spot, but I know it'll turn around. Show me what I'm made of. Keep my 2 feet on the ground. Every part of my life is different now. Standing in the light, but I can't tell up from down. Still you show me who I'm supposed to be. You entered my house and you're always there. Every part of my life feels different now. Standing in the light, but I can't tell up from down. But still you show me who I'm supposed to be. You entered my house and you're always there with me. And I thank you. And they're always there.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Troy Breslow here on Hunter at Sunrise, and a very personal song, I must say. That was all true what you said in there about what has happened to you, huh?
Yeah, about a year ago today, I was in the middle of a month and a half long battle with pleural effusion from pneumonia.
My.
And
that's very serious, isn't it?
It was very serious. I wasn't sure if I was ever going to be able to sing again. And you can probably tell there's a little change in my voice. But such is life. But I'm still glad I'm able to do this. And
your voice is very full still.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Still working on it, but...
You were in the hospital for a couple of months?
I was in the hospital for a month, and I was on a pick line for a month after that. So my first show back was April. And even then, I was still kind of coming out of the woods, you know.
Well, when did you find time to write this full-length record? This is your debut record, by the way.
The new album that just came out was probably the culmination of the past 10 years of songwriting.
Okay.
The song I'm going to do next is the last song that was written for is the newest song on the record. It's actually the first song on the record called Zion, and it's a Jewish country love song.
Oh, my. So this is not an original?
Oh, no, this is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All the songs are mine. For me, they're old.
Well, I'm glad it's a love song because that kind of fits right in with what we've been doing here this morning since it's Valentine's Day weekend and everything. It's called Zion?
Zion, yes.
Okay, here's Troy Breslow here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Thanks so much, Hunter. Say I'm young. You might say I haven't lived here long enough. But honey, don't I know everything that I don't want to see in love? And I've outgrown myself and all these friends and lovers who have left again. Tell me what you need, and I will do my best to make it happen. Make it happen. 'Cause you've got this calming nature that I'm drawn to, and I always run till I go up in smoke. So let me be around you in this quiet. Just a little while. Honey, you say you've never listened to the lyrics. But take this wild heart of mine. I hope that I can always make you hear it. I'll sing this song a thousand times, 2,000 years we wandered round for Zion. And I've seen a thousand signs, you make me wanna go back home to Zion. See on, 'cause you've got this calming nature that I'm drawn to, and I always run till I go up in smoke. So let me be around you in this quiet for just a little while. Every time I'm with you.
just a little while. Just a little while.
Thank you so much.
Troy Breslow here on Hunter at Sunrise, and another song from his new album called The First of My Kind. Where can you purchase this album?
You can purchase physical copies on my website. You can also stream it on any streaming platform known to man.
And today you're going to be where again on the Northern Neck?
I'm going to be in Montrose at Northern Neck Brewing, 2 o'clock.
Well, I really appreciate you coming down here today on this Valentine's Day weekend. Does Valentine's Day mean anything to you, or is it just another day?
So we have our own Valentine's Day called Tu B'Av that happens in the summertime. So
what's that?
We have a Jewish Valentine's Day.
Oh, really?
It happens in the summertime.
I did not know that. And what happens on that particular day or anything?
You know, there's a lot of depends on your family tradition. A lot of people get engaged around that time. But it's really just – it's kind of the same thing, but it's rooted in Judaism.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I did not know about that. Learn something new every day. Hey, well, thanks a lot for coming down here today and playing some live music for us here on the radio.
Thanks for having me.
Troy Breslow here on Hunter at Sunrise.